You're listening to SBS News.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison has outlined the decisions he and his National Coronavirus Cabinet came to overnight, saying that there are no quick fixes.
There is no two-week answer to what we're confronting. There is no short-term quick fix to how this is dealt with in Australia. The idea that you can just turn everything off for 2 weeks and then just turn it all back on again and it all goes away, that is not the evidence, that is not the facts, that is not the information, and it's not our way through this.
Travel advice has been upgraded to level 4, the highest level, for the first time ever because of the coronavirus crisis. Mr. Morrison says Australians should not travel overseas. He says the biggest risk of spreading the disease still comes from Australians returning from overseas.
The travel advice to every Australian is do not travel abroad. Do not go overseas. That is a very clear instruction. For those of you who are thinking of going overseas in the school holidays, don't. Don't go overseas.
People should check with the Smart Traveller website to see the most up-to-date information and to see what Level 4 advice means. Mr. Morrison acknowledged this was a difficult time for airlines and the government has taken steps to help them out. He says travelling on a plane is low risk, but he says a greater risk is from people moving around the country. He says there are parts of the country that it would not be wise for them to visit, such as remote Indigenous communities. The government has also announced a ban on non-essential indoor gatherings of more than 100 people. In outdoor areas, the limit remains at 500. The Prime Minister says that will help people maintain an appropriate distance from others.
It's important that we try and observe those social distancing practices, which is a metre and a half apart, wherever that is practicable, to ensure that we can contain and limit the spread of the virus.
He also announced the decision lifting the restriction of work constraints on international student nurses who are in Australia. There are around 20,000 international student nurses in Australia.
They're going to be available to help and support the health effort right across the country as directed by our health officials. And they can be engaged for that purpose.
He says schools will remain open as they are in Singapore.
Singapore has been one of the more successful countries. In Singapore, the schools are open. In Singapore, they've been quite effective in managing and limiting the transmission of this virus in that country. The health advice here, supported by all the premiers, all the chief ministers, and my government, is that schools should remain open.
He says if schools were to shut for a period of time, it would have a devastating impact on the country, on the economy, and on the ability of the health service to cope with the crisis. Mr. Morrison says new limits are being imposed to aged care facilities. Family members, close friends, professional service or advocacy workers will be limited to a short duration visit with only two visitors at one time a day.
Visits should be conducted in a resident's room, outdoors or in a specific area designated by the facility rather than communal areas where the risk of transmission to other residents is greater. There should be no large group visits or gatherings, including social activities or entertainment to be permitted at this time.
He acknowledged that Anzac Day events are being cancelled, partly because of the large percentage of older residents who participate, but says there will be a national alternative.
There will be a televised national event here in Canberra at the War Memorial. States and territories may also do one without public gatherings as well, which can also be available for broadcast, and that will enable people to be able to join those services, at least remotely, on what is one of the most important days, if not the most important day of the year.
And he had a direct message for people who have been panic buying.
Stop hoarding. I can't be more blunt about it. Stop it. It's not sensible. It's not helpful. And I've got to say, it's been one of the most disappointing things I've seen in Australian behaviour in response to this crisis. That is not who we are as a people. It is not necessary. It is not something that people should be doing.
Mr. Morrison says he and the National Cabinet are in constant contact with scientists, medical experts and business leaders, and he promised to keep Australians regularly updated. Alan Lee, SBS News.